Yes on D, tax the rich. Yes on D, tax the rich.
Outside the Southeast Mission Geriatric Clinic in the Mission District, seniors and labor organizers matched with healthcare workers. They held life-sized cutouts of billionaire CEOs from companies including Uber, Comcast, PG&E, Gap, and Williams-Sonoma, whom organizers accused of funding opposition to Proposition D while the city cuts health services. Christine Hardy is the vice president for the SEIU San Francisco.
Our next billionaire that we want to shame from PG&E. Shame on Patricia. Patricia Polk makes over $19.8 million, which is 100 times more than the median worker. And Miss Patricia can avoid the tax from Prop D if she decides to pay herself 99 times more than the average worker. She doesn't have to go 100, but she chooses to. So with that being said, she's a greedy CEO. She's on our walk of shame. Shame Patricia Polk. Shame Patricia Polk.
Supporters of Prop D, like ER nurse Jason Negron Gonzalez, shares the why behind shaming billionaire CEOs.
What we're saying is the people who are most able to contribute should pay their fair share to helping out the city in this moment so we could all thrive. And that's what Prop D is about.
But officials say the financial shortfall is steeper, requiring cuts in public health services, layoffs, reduced staffing, and the closure of multiple community clinics like Laguna Honda Hospital and the Southeast Mission Geriatric Clinic. Hardy doesn't agree.
We're out here showing that we're not going to sit down and just accept this. They went about these layoffs totally wrong. They violated the charter. They violated our MOUs, our contracts. So we're out here saying, hell no, that you can't do this and you need to meet with the affected parties.
The Southeast Mission Geriatric Clinic has been operating for about 40 years. It's the last geriatric clinic in the city of San Francisco. But the cuts mean it would permanently shut down in August. Behavioral health clinician Leslie Manyweather is working her final months at the clinic.
We serve the geriatric or elder population ages 60 and above. And we have 60-year-olds all the way to 90. And we provide mental health services. We provide mental case management for them. We do home visits. We love our clients. They come here for community. They come here for care. They come here for love. Just sometimes they come here because it's a place to come to get them out of bed.
Patients describe fears over losing trusted healthcare providers and support systems. Karen, a senior patient at the clinic, says the center helps her rebuild her life after leaving prison.
This clinic has been very helpful to me. I paroled from prison after 30 years in October, and I'm bipolar, and I needed a lot of assistance and support, and this clinic is where I found it.
Negrin Gonzalez warned the cuts could worsen health outcomes citywide.
We've seen in the past when you cut healthcare services, people have bad outcomes, whether that's about getting sicker or passing away, unfortunately.
SF Mayor Daniel Laurie has until this Friday to lock in specific funding cuts before the formal proposal moves to the Board of Supervisors on June 1st. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I am Annetta Felix.